The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. If you know anything about the Bible, then you have heard about the Great Tribulation spoken of in several places in the Old and New Testaments. Jesus Christ and some of the prophets spoke of this time, which will come on the whole earth. They said it will be the worst time in human history that has been since man was created, and that there will never be a time like it again. We all know there has been some terrible times of suffering in these 6,000 years of human history. The Bible itself gives us a lot of history of that fact. So does secular history. It tells us a lot of things that have happened down through the years of suffering that man has gone through. Satan the devil is the cause of all suffering. His way of get, selfishness, lust, and greed, is what he has pawned off on mankind by deceiving man to think his way, that is Satan's way, is the best way to live. So it is Satan's way that will bring the great tribulation on the whole earth. Jesus Christ will add to this time of trouble by pouring out his wrath, the wrath of God, on man for at least 1.5 years. Before the very return of Jesus Christ to the earth, during the great tribulation, and during the day of the Lord, many will seek death, but it will flee from them. Notice some of the suffering that man will have to go through during the great tribulation and when God is pouring out his wrath. In Revelation chapter 9, beginning verse 1, notice what it says. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. This is during the time that God is pouring out his wrath on this earth, and during the time of the great tribulation. Then out of the smoke locusts came up on the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their forehead. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. In those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. Doesn't sound like that there will be any help and deliverance from the suffering of this plague. Now, if it is a locust plague, which it very likely will be, they aren't the ordinary locusts that eat everything green in their path, but a type that only hurt those that haven't turned to God. And it may be referring to some type of warfare. But can you imagine suffering for 5 months without any relief at all? Suffering so badly, so severely, you are wanting to die, and yet you can't die. This is part of what will be going on during the Great Tribulation. And you that hear this program today may be one that goes through this worst time of suffering in human history. I don't know how old you are that's listening out there, but I can tell you for sure that this time is very soon. It is coming very quickly on this earth, and it's going to take everyone by surprise. Many will be in captivity, hungry and starving, sick and diseased, unsanitary conditions to live in, and will be beaten to the point of death perhaps many times. Hitler's concentration camps will look like a picnic in comparison to the Great Tribulation. And I'm not trying to scare you, my friend. I'm just telling you what God says is coming on this earth. And God says that there is a way that you can be protected from this time. And I've brought that out many times on the Way It Ought to Be program. Turn to God, repent, rend your heart to God and not your garments, and begin to obey your Maker. Perhaps all the suffering man has gone through since Adam and Eve were created, put together, would not compare to this time called the Great Tribulation. It will come, and it will come just before the end of Satan's rule of the earth, probably 3.5 years before Jesus Christ takes the earth away from Satan and his demons. This time has been spoken of for at least 2,500 years. Way back in the 5th century B.C., it is mentioned in the book of Daniel. Notice Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time, speaking of the time of the great tribulation, and at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. Yes, speaking of the very time that Jesus Christ returned to this earth and the great tribulation. This is a time that you can be delivered from. And if you are living to see this time, and if you live through this time, see it come to pass, you will wish that you had qualified to be delivered from that time. You and I, and neither has anyone else ever seen a time like the great tribulation is going to be. Jeremiah, one of God's prophets in the 5th century B.C., also spoke and wrote of this same time that Daniel spoke of. Notice Jeremiah 30, verse 1. And my friends, you need to open your ears and listen to this, because this applies to you. This is speaking to you. It is speaking to our nation. And if you live in America or some of the other Israelitish countries, it is speaking to you. Jeremiah 30, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. Now notice verse 3. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Did you catch that? God says Israel and Judah, speaking of two nations. Now I know that the world thinks that Judah over in the Palestine area is all there is to the nations of Israel, but they are only one nation of Israel. The United States and the British are two more, but it's speaking to two nations. For behold, the days were coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah. And God says that we're going to be in a state of captivity when he returns. Yes, that will happen to us during that great tribulation. Continuing here in verse 4, notice verse 3, what it said again. It says the days are coming, which means an end time prophecy that hasn't occurred yet, but we are very close to the fulfillment of this prophecy. It will very likely come to pass in your lifetime, perhaps as soon as 5, 10, 15 years. It is an end time prophecy. Verse 4, now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. This verse pretty well pinpoints the time that we are already entering. Kind of sounds like the news that you hear and read today, but it will get a lot worse. Now you may wonder how I can say that. I'll tell you how and why I make such a statement. It is because of our many sins that's bringing these calamities and the great tribulation on us and on the whole world. Our problems will only decrease as our iniquities decrease. And according to the word of God, our iniquities will only increase till Jesus Christ returns and puts an end to Satan and mankind's rule of the earth. Verse 5, which we have just quoted, seems to be where we are at this time, at least for the last 4 to 5 years. This is April 2012, as I am preparing this program, which will be aired on some stations at this time. Jeremiah 30 and verse 6 continues here, says, ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hand on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Verse 6 tells us things will get a lot worse for our nation, and this is a prophecy for the United States and the British people, modern-day and end-time Israel, and probably other Israelitish nations as well. But it is for sure speaking to the United States and the British people. It is speaking to you if you live in America, Britain, Canada, Australia, or New Zealand. And you need to listen to this because it does concern you and your family. Yes, you might want to listen due to the fact that it does concern you and your family. In verse 6, God sees a time of suffering for his people as has never been. Speaking of the Great Tribulation, the worst time of suffering in human history. Now notice verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Now God says that Jacob will be saved, Israel will be saved out of this time of trouble. But he doesn't say that we will be saved from it, although we could be if we would turn to God and rend our hearts and begin to obey our Maker. But according to the Word of God, our nation will not do that. Will you do that as an individual and be spared, not have to go through this worst time of human history? Speaking of the great tribulation that Daniel spoke of, God continues to speak of this worst time in human history, and he finally pinpoints the very time it will happen, and it's just before the first resurrection and at the return of Jesus Christ to the earth to take the earth away from Satan. Notice in verse 8, continues to tell us some things and gives us some time setting of these events. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck, and I will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. Yes, speaking about Israel being in captivity in that day. And God says he's going to free us when he returns to this earth. God says we will be in a state of captivity at the very end of this age of Satan's rule of the earth. God says it will come to pass in that day, the day of the great tribulation, which he had been speaking of in previous verses. He also is speaking of the day that he, Jesus Christ, returned to the earth, because that's when the first resurrection occurs. God says that's when he will free Israel from our captivity. Now, I know most of you that hear this program will not believe this could ever happen to the greatest nation on earth. I see my time is up, my friend. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more and understand more about the Great Tribulation and what's going to happen to you and your family and to your nation, we have a couple of booklets that you need to read. Number one, Evidence of the End Time. And number two, Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? These are booklets that you need to read. It will help you to open your eyes and see and know and understand the days that we're living in and the days that just ahead for you and your family. This concerns you, my friend, you personally. You are going to live, most of you out there will live to see this time coming. If you don't die before the Great Tribulation, and most of you probably are young enough that you're going to be living for a few years yet. So you need to open your ears and listen to what God is telling us. To order those booklets, all you need to do is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.